Thanks to online shopping and marketers worldwide, Black Friday has grown from being an American phenomenon to most of us being pushed bargain offers, no matter where we are. In a direct kickback to this consumerism, the Community Council of Australia is encouraging people to think beyond the sales and themselves, and to consider instead putting their money into Giving Tuesday. Tim Costello is chair for the Community Council of Australia, and he told me it's a way to redirect attention to those who need it most.
Giving in Australia is flatlining and going down, and it's extraordinary that we still are very prosperous. We know that 42% of income millionaires, not wealth millionaires, they're earning $1 million plus in income a year. 42% didn't make a charitable donation, according to ATO records, where you claim deductibility. So the sense of people turning inwards, maybe feeling, okay, I'm just looking after myself, has really prompted Giving Tuesday.
How are charities going? Are they finding it pretty tough at the moment?
They are. Look, I think the sense of pain, and it's real in Australia, has given a leave pass to people who are not in pain to say we're all doing it hard. Now, look, if you're on Newstart, if you're homeless, you actually got a real sense of terrible pain and poverty. But I think even the middle class have lost perspective, that many of us have forgotten that we're blessed. I think we confuse cost of living, and that is going up, with cost of a lifestyle. And there's a big difference between the two. And we don't give as much. We compare up. Someone's always doing better and we want more. If we compare down, we suddenly feel blessed. We feel gratitude. We say, I can make a difference. I can give. Giving Tuesday, I think, is trying to address that.
There seems like there's a lot of charities around at the moment. Do you think maybe there's a feeling of charity fatigue or confusion as well?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Community Council for Australia that I chair is working with charities to share back offices, to merge, to say all chasing the charitable dollar is confusing for people. And, you know, people are going, oh, I've got to research and see how much admin costs and it's all a bit tricky, so I don't give. So I do think there is a responsibility for charities to merge, to say, why do we have whatever the number is, 10, 15 child leukemia charities? Why don't we actually share back office? Why don't we even merge a number of them? I think that's fair.
This timing of Giving Tuesday, being the first Tuesday in December, is determined around kind of a kickback to things like Black Friday. Is that intentional, to try and give people an alternative thing to think about?
I think it is. Look, my problem at Christmas, and I'm sure listeners would agree, is what do you give for loved ones and family friends who already have everything? I think being able to say, you know, I made a donation that was your Christmas gift to this charity. They are saving life, giving hope, rebuilding people who didn't get a chance. I think most family members will go, gee, I've got so much stuff. Thank you for thinking and doing that. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Most of us get gifts and we, you know, go, ho-hum, and I wouldn't have chosen that. You know, if you'd given me cash, I would have chosen something I want. There's all this value discount on gifts anyway. So Giving Tuesday, beginning of December, Black Friday, Christmas coming, it's really a cultural challenge to lift our heads up.
Tim Costello, Chair for the Community Council of Australia.